Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Saturday, March 23rd. On today's show, the Mexican economy starts 2024 with a stumbling block of 0.6% monthly, and police extortion threatens Rosarito's economy. Plus, stay tuned for more economic news from Mexico. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with a look at the Mexican economy, which showed signs of weakness at the start of the year. The Global Indicator of Economic Activity, IGAE, for January showed a slight decrease of 0.6% compared to December of last year, mainly due to a setback in the commerce and services sector. This information was released by the National Institute of Statistics and Geography, INEGI. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply Economics from Mexico. Can you tell us more about this situation?
Yes, David. According to the measurement, which provides a monthly approximation of the behavior of the gross domestic product, GDP, the economy's annual rate showed an advance of 1.1%. However, Julio Santella, former president of INEGI, highlighted on social media that the monthly data for January was more negative compared to the stagnation shown in the timely estimate released recently. This suggests that Mexico's economic activity continues to be weak at the start of the year.
What sectors have been most affected by this downturn?
The slight setback in the first month of 2024 compared to December of the previous year was explained by the 0.5% decline in commerce and services. These tertiary activities represent two-thirds of the Mexican economy. Santaella highlighted on social media that this sector has shown a trend of stagnation since September 2023. However, agriculture, livestock, and fishing fell by 12.9% monthly in January, even though these sectors contribute less to Mexico's GDP.
Were there any sectors that showed growth during this period?
Yes, the industry was the only sector that showed an advance in the first 31 days of 2024 compared to the last month of 2023. However, on an annual basis, the Mexican economy in January showed an advance of 1.1%, mainly driven by the growth of 1.9% in secondary activities, while tertiary activities advanced 1.1%.
What about the primary sectors? How did they perform?
The primary sectors saw a decline of 7.3% in the first 31 days of this year compared to the same period in 2023. By subsector, agriculture showed a fall of 14.0% annually in January, mining contracted by 1.6%, while business support services and waste management and remediation services saw a reduction of 13.7%. In contrast, animal breeding and exploitation advanced 2.3% compared to January 2023, construction saw growth of 17.9%, and transport, mail, and storage showed an increase of 5.0%.
That was Simply Economics from Mexico reporter Bella. Thanks so much for being here. Now, shifting our focus to another economic issue in Mexico, the economy of Rosarito, a popular tourist destination, is under threat due to police extortions. From being the top tourist destination in the state in 2018, Rosarito has fallen to the last place in 2024, severely impacting its economy and the livelihoods of many who depend on the tourism sector. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Economics from Mexico. Can you tell us more about the situation in Rosarito?
Yes, David. While other municipalities in Baja California maintain good hotel occupancy rates, Rosarito is lagging behind with low numbers that threaten its economic stability. As of 2024, Tijuana has an average hotel occupancy rate of 70%, Ensenada surpasses 60%, while Rosarito has fallen to a 28% occupancy rate before the start of the spring break season.
What are the reasons behind this drastic fall in tourism in Rosarito?
Representatives from the tourism sector believe that this stark difference with other municipalities is a clear indicator that the problem is not related to the economy in the United States, border crossings, or weather conditions, but rather a problem specific to Rosarito. Tourism is reaching other municipalities, but not Rosarito. All signs point to police extortions being the cause of this phenomenon, as tourists avoid passing through or arriving in Rosarito for fear of the police.
How has the government responded to these allegations of police extortions?
The problem has grown significantly as a result of a government that has been ignoring citizens' complaints for years to eradicate these harmful behaviors of some corrupt police officers and commanders. The testimonies of tourists who have been victims of police extortions have gone global, impacting tourism.
And what are the implications of this for the local economy and the people of Rosarito?
Tourist traders warn that the numbers will continue to fall as long as there is no honest government that truly addresses this problem and understands the damage these behaviors cause to Rosarito families who depend directly or indirectly on tourism.
That's a concerning situation indeed. And we thank our Simply Economics from Mexico reporter, Celeste, for bringing us that story. As we wrap up our stories for today, we appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.